KJC Country 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you Thursday morning, and joining us, State Senator Jim Stomas. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm doing well, my friend. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm just trying to stay dry. Oh, my gosh.
Everybody's trying to do that today, you know, all spring long, it seems. I know a lot of rivers and lakes are starting to crest. Well, we'll keep an eye out and an ear out for those. But we've got plenty of things to talk about today. You've been a busy man, my friend.
We have. We've been very busy. We're continuing to work on the budget, but I'll come back to that.
Okay.
Even more importantly, didn't get a chance to catch up with you earlier, but a huge reform in auto insurance reform. And so we finally have been able to crest and actually implement and get signed into law substantial reform for auto insurance, which means in about a year from July, we will be having the opportunity to make choices. And those choices will range from keeping exactly what you have today to paying for $50,000 worth of medical insurance. And on top of that, unless you keep the one that you have today, you would not be contributing to the Michigan catastrophic claims. And the Michigan catastrophic claims is that first part of the bill that everybody's been so happy about, where we're paying, what, $190 now, going up to $220 for 1 year per vehicle. And so that will actually drop down to about $40 a vehicle. Wow. Starting next July, depending on which choice that you make. But if you have private insurance and if you cover automobile accidents, then you can actually even opt out of your PIP at that time. But if you choose to stay with exactly what Michigan has today, there is that option also. I think that it will become more expensive, to be quite honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But it is still one of those options that is will be available as we move forward. And so there's a range in between there of choices to make, and depending what you feel you can afford and what is comfortable. And so you know, what you feel is the right coverage for each individual. And so a substantial change. I think that there's other things that we'll have to continue to find. It was such a big change that there are additional things everybody's talking about, but now that we actually have that change in place, finding the opportunity to make sure that we get it toned to the right area is certainly the next step of that. But huge for the Michigan families, and those driving automobiles, something that now Michigan families, I hope, can actually afford. We had almost 40%, especially in Southeast Michigan, of drivers not driving with insurance just because they could not afford it. And
wow.
So this is going to be, which means that all of the rest of us that were paying for the insurance, we're paying a higher rate because everybody was covered. So it's going to be huge, and I think a substantial amount of savings to the Michigan families. So I'm very excited about that. And then we're continuing to work with the budget.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate has had its budget over to the House for a couple weeks now. But the House this week, I think today, will finally be able to finish up and send us theirs. And at that point, we'll probably zero theirs out. We'll zero ours out, and then we'll go work on targets, and then hopefully get a budget sooner than later. But things are progressing in a positive manner, and so all things are moving well with that. A couple of substantial changes within our differences between the governors, the Senate, and the House, which is not uncommon.
Right.
But we will get to work setting targets to find how can we work together to make sure we continue to put forward a well-balanced budget that helps invest in our kids, in our education, in our roads and transportation, and make sure we're spending the dollars effectively for the Michigan taxpayers and providing the service that they expect. So things are moving positive in that.
Good.
So that's good. And then the big one, I have the have the honor of being invited by the governor today for a press conference at 9 o'clock, and the press conference is to kick off what Michigan is working towards, and that is making sure that every citizen in Michigan is counted. And what I'm talking about is census. It is the 10-year time where we all have to fill out a census form, and there's always confusion. But, you know, many people would say, oh, that's a Republican, it's a Democratic thing. But actually, it's a duty of the citizens of our country to make sure that we do that. Even more importantly, for Michigan residents, this tells us how much money, how much federal dollars we get back. So having every citizen counted that is here in Michigan is very vital. It affects our local governments. It affects our state governments. It affects our schools. It affects those that are getting assistance across the state. And then it affects our transportation dollars. And so very, very vital that we make sure that every citizen counted. We need to make sure all of our seniors get counted. We need to make sure all of our young people in the homes get counted. But everybody needs to make sure. And it does get confusing, and we do get those marketers out there that try to take advantage of us. But I know that I've already received in the mail authorization to, with a certain number, to go to the census line and actually just do it online by computer. And so there's a couple different censuses that do happen. The vast majority is, I think, 9 or 10 simple questions that are asked, and you fill that out. But there are some, there's a percentage that will actually get an in-depth census. If you're not comfortable with that in-depth census, I believe all you actually have to do is fill out the basic 9 or 10 questions in that. But by law, every citizen of the state of Michigan and the U.S. is required to fill out the census. But it's an important issue. Sure. For our roads, for our education, and for all of Michigan. It affects our congressional seats, how many congressmen we'll have. It affects what size and where the population is. I mean, I have 10 counties, 110 townships, 15 cities, and 7 villages because of the you know, my population of 243,000 for a state senate. It's all based on that. And so we try to get right around, for each senator, 240,000 to 255,000 people in each senate district, about 90,000 in each house seat. So this will help also make sure that the lines and make sure your vote counts as well. So an important issue. Want to please ask everybody, please make sure to fill out the census and get that in.
Boy, no doubt. We've talked about a lot of great issues, but if they didn't catch up on everything and they need to talk to you, how do they get a hold of you, Jim?
It is 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036, or www.jimstamas@michigansenate.com.
Very good. Jim, stay dry today, my friend, and we will catch up with you again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great, Kevin. Have a great day and stay dry.